Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Same story across the Irish Daily Mail and the Irish Times front pages this morning, which is the news that we have adult migrants who lived with children in the care of Tusla. The Irish Daily Mail, 181 adult migrants spent an average of 2 months living among children in Tusla's care after falsely presenting as minors to immigration officials. Now, this is also on the Irish Times, as I say, almost 300 asylum seekers who claimed they were children were subsequently deemed to be adults over the past 4 years, and the average time the adults were incorrectly presumed to be children and were possibly living in children's accommodation was 57 days. Now, Tusla does say that the timescale has reduced considerably since January, but that obviously is a big issue if Tusla can't work out age assessments. So that all happened at a Dáil Public Accounts Committee yesterday. Irish Independent on the front page has more on the loans that people are taking out, and there's been a surge in green loans. And this is recorded by banks and credit unions, and experts say consumers are rushing to upgrade their homes and buy EVs to increase energy efficiency. Because of all the rising energy prices, the number of green personal loans, these are loans that you take out to do your retrofitting of your house and get solar panels or whatever, the number of green personal loans taken out last year shot up 26% compared with 2024. And the average amount people are taking out for their green loan is €23,000. Now, I did tell you before, we booked solar panels for our house in February, and the next available date is mid-June. So that's how busy they are. You kind of have to book 3 months in advance to get your solar panels because there's a big rush to get them. The I paper says that Keir Starmer is going to make a major speech on the EU within weeks, and they reckon he's going to go for a softer Brexit. The I paper says he's expected to explain the compromises Britain will need to make in order to deepen access to the single market. A cabinet source says that there are big, expansive, ambitious conversations on a new relationship with the EU taking place at the heart of UK government. Now, they will not be rejoining the single market or the customs union. They won't be returning to free movement of people because apparently Keir Starmer will stick to his red lines. But they're trying to trade, to have a boost in trade, essentially. You can read more about that in the I on the front page. Inside the papers, we have a new bike shed controversy because we're never far from a bike shed controversy in Ireland. We're not talking about the Dáil this time. We're talking about a hospital. So the Mail says that the HSE splashed out €127,000 on a bike shed for staff at a hospital in Kerry. And now the Public Accounts Committee is going to call the HSE before it to explain why they spent €127,000 on a bike shed for 40 bikes at University Hospital Kerry. This, by the way, was first revealed by the Kerryman newspaper, and it comes less than 2 years after the famous Dáil bike shed, which cost €336,000. So this is half that price. But the Mail reckons it's a big story and going to cause controversy. And of course, this comes at a time when we have health overspending in the first 3 months of the year as well. John Brady, who's chair of the powerful Public Accounts Committee, says he's going to call the HSE before the PAC at a meeting later today. Now, the HSE did look at smaller bike sheds costing €6,000, but for some reason, to meet their needs, they went for a bike shed that cost €127,000. Now, staying with money being spent, here's an interesting one also in the Mail. Work has started on a new train station for Limerick. And you might say, well, that's great. However, it's a temporary train station. It's going to cost €3 million, and it's just for the Ryder Cup. So the temporary station consists of a platform and an external concourse and building work. It's going to take 6 months to build the train station, and it's going to happen alongside works to reopen the Limerick to Foynes train line for freight trains. Now, we don't know how long the train station will be in use for, but obviously it's going to remain in operation until at least the end of the Ryder Cup, which is in September 2027. So there you go. That costs €3 million for a temporary train station. Staying with the Ryder Cup, the Examiner is telling us that she can go into a tent in Limerick and have a fully elevated glamping experience, but it's going to cost you €900 a night for the pleasure. Adair Glamping is offering a premium festival-style glamping village, a 10-minute walk away from Adair Village. And the website, the organisers of the glamping site are not affiliated with the Ryder Cup in any capacity, but it is obviously an accommodation option for people. But if you want to stay there, it'll cost you between €1,750 and €3,600 per person for 4 nights. Or you can go for the most expensive option, which is called the Champions Suite Package. By the way, this isn't 900 a night. This is 900 per person per night. So if you're to camp out in this tent for the 4 days of the Ryder Cup, that will cost you €7,200 for the pleasure of sleeping in a tent. Now, in the Sun, we have Ireland's flop tourist destinations. So basically, these are the tourist destinations in Ireland that people are left a little bit disappointed by. Cliffs of Moher seems to come out on top here because people like to give out about the weather at the Cliffs of Moher. Now, nothing we can do about it, but a lot of people have been caught out with fog and mist at the cliffs, which harms the view. People are also giving out about Temple Bar for the prices there. They're giving out about the Giant's Causeway. Essentially, people feel that that's just some stones. I think people should do their research before they go to these tourist destinations. But my favourite tourist story of the morning comes from the Indo, because this wrecks my head when you go on holidays and people have towels and books and ropes and little hats and things on the beds, on the sunbeds, to reserve them. Well, in the Irish Independent, we're told a man from Germany has sued his tour operator, and he successfully won because he sued his tour operator for allowing guests to reserve their sun loungers with towels. And he argued in court that the tour operator of his holiday in Kos in Greece had failed to enforce a ban on towel reserving at the resort, brought them to court, and he won €900. I remember being in Lanzarote and seeing at 7 o'clock people queuing up with their towels to get the sunbeds. Now, it's hardly a holiday if you're setting your alarm for 6 in the morning to get a sunbed by 7 a.m. Final story comes from The Sun. Draping worn clothes on a chair and leaving them there is the most annoying home habit. 1 in 3 of us are driven bonkers by lazy chair drobe tactics. This is what it's called. It's not a wardrobe, it's a chair drobe. And also careless energy use, like leaving the lights on, is next on 28%. They are our number one bugbear in the house, apparently.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.